It's time now for Take 5 for the Community on WAMW, and we're happy to have a couple of lovely ladies in the studio this morning. I'm going to start to my left. Introduce yourself, please.
Good morning. I'm Elke Guraj, and I'm with Wheel Creek Players, Inc., and we are going to direct this year's fall show, The Trial of Tom Sawyer.
All right. And introduce yourself, if you would, please.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Aldridge, and I'm directing it as well.
Okay, very good. Well, tell us first about Veal Creek Theater. What is Veal Creek Theater, and where is it?
Veal Creek Theater is on the highway between Washington and Petersburg, and it's just a small community theater. We get together and do about 4 shows a year. We do musicals and plays, and it's just a fun volunteer thing that you can do in the theater, in the community.
Now, I had my first experience, and I'm sad to say this, but it's true. First time I'd actually been to an event at Veal Creek was over the summer. You had a children's workshop. Is that the right name for it?
That's right. Since many years, we have a children's camp going on to find talent for our ongoing shows during the rest of the year. That's very important to us.
And it seems like to me, again, from the outside looking in, you had a fantastic turnout.
We did. We really did. We had, I think, close to 30 children showing up, and it was really, really great. The kids had a good experience.
It was really fun from the outside looking in, too. And I know my girls who were involved with it had fun with it as well. So, all right, what are we talking about today? You've got a big production coming up, and you say you're directing it.
Yeah, we're both going to be directing it. It's called The Trial of Tom Sawyer. It's based on the classic Mark Twain story, and...
Two boys living in the 1800s, that is already a challenge.
Well, very good. Now tell us, you've got some auditions coming up. Tell me when the auditions are.
The auditions will be this Monday and Tuesday, September 10th and 11th, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the theater, and it's located on Highway 57 South.
Okay, and what kind of characters are you looking for? What kind of people are you looking for?
We'll need a very big cast of 26 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we do need actually ages 7 up through, if you can make it at 106.
Yes.
We don't care, as long as you can bring a line.
And not everybody even has lines. It's just if you're interested in joining the theater or doing something fun, then come on out.
All right. Now, have you both directed things like this before? I imagine having... 26 people in the cast, even though they may not all be on stage at once, that's got to be logistically challenging, let's say.
Absolutely. I've never directed myself. I've been in a lot of shows, and...
I have directed smaller shows, and as closer as it gets, I question myself. But I'm looking forward. It will be a neat experience, and I think with that show that has so much potential, and I mean... working with adults and children alike, I think we will have a blast.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, they say never work with children and animals, so you guys are maybe up for a challenge here.
Yeah, no animals.
No animals. Well, see, you're 50% there. Okay, let's talk about, again, the auditions. If someone has never auditioned, it's kind of an intimidating thing to get on stage. What would you say to that first-time person that would say, I kind of want to do this, but... I don't really know how to get started.
Well, for one thing, we'll hand them the script and tell them the parts they have to audition for.
Right.
And it's really no big deal. As long as you can read those lines and get in the character a little bit already right away, that's all. It's a community theater. It's not Broadway.
Yeah. And it's just for fun.
It's just for fun, and people have fun, and you would be amazed when somebody is on stage and maybe even get a hat or a big glasses. They can transform into a part and
absolutely
be stars.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a wonderful costume lady, and she'll transform you into whatever you decide to be.
So you can become someone else on stage.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And the auditions are when again?
Auditions will be September 10th and 11th, which is coming Monday and Tuesday, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the theater. And the performance dates are October 26, 27, and 28. We have one matinee on Sunday afternoon and two evening shows, which usually start at 7:30. So if you do come out to audition, please make sure that you have this weekend to perform and not having to drop out right in the beginning because of conflicts.
Now, what kind of commitment, if someone says, I really want to do this, well, what kind of commitment as far as rehearsals and things like that, what kind of a time commitment is someone putting forth to be in this presentation?
We are going to start with rehearsals the following Monday, the 17th, and in the beginning we will cut out rehearsals for the parts who work together. The bigger ones will practice. As it comes toward an end, we'll have to have everybody there for the last 2 weeks, but the first 4 weeks are more or less working with little groups and working on certain scenes.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll definitely be flexible if someone has a busy schedule. I mean, I do as well. We, you know, just want you to be there and be as involved as you can, but we'll definitely work with anybody that is interested.
Okay, very good.
And one more thing, if you do not have a leg for the stage, but you want to have the you want to have the light booth, or you want to help with costumes or makeup or sound, anything, just come out.
It truly is a volunteer, a community theater. I think you put it the best.
It
takes a lot of hands to make it all work. So.
Mm-hmm. And the biggest reward for everyone coming out will be when someone runs into you at Walmart and says, I seen you at Veal Creek. You were wonderful.
Very good. Very good. Well, Veal Creek Theater. And again, if someone hasn't been to the theater or know where it is, what's the best way to get there?
You go down 57 South, and most people know where the Round Barn is.
Yep.
It's opposite of the Round Barn.
Yeah, that's a pretty good landmark, isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Aubrey, anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
The only thing is, if you're interested in more information, just visit our Facebook page, Veal Creek Players, on Facebook.
All right. Okay, anything before we let you go?
No, we are just eager to see you on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, ladies, thanks for coming in today on Take 5 for the Community.
Thank you.